flows through a heat exchanger. There it gives up some of its heat, is then recirculated by the pump, repeating the cycle. In the secondary system, which comprises a separate water circulation system, saturated steam is generated in the heat exchanger, flows through a steam drum containing steam separators, and through a turbine which drives the generator, then goes through a condenser, and as water is pumped back to complete and repeat the cycle. The use of separate systems prevents the possibility of transferring radioactivity from the primary system to the turbine and condenser. Specifications were drawn up by the Atomic Energy Commission in 1953 and included generation of at least 60,000 kW net electrical output of saturated steam at 600 pounds per square inch, ordinary water as the coolant and moderator at 2,000 pounds per square inch pressure, and fuel element life as long as possible between chemical reprocessing, with an initial goal in excess of 3,000 megawatt days per ton. There were several other stipulations, with safety within the plant and its vicinity to be an overriding feature. Here then was the basis on which the plant was to be built. A plant that would provide experience and experimentation for the benefit of future nuclear power stations, a facility in which a variety of reactor cores may eventually be operated, a plant made possible by a close working relationship between government and industry. These basic ideas evolved into this schematic plan of the Shippingport Station. It makes use of four similar loops, all supplying steam to the one turbine. Any loop can be shut down for maintenance or for instrumentation to permit studies and experiments while the plant is operating at full capacity. Behind the successful completion of Shippingport was the blazing of trails into new territory. The solution of countless problems in physics, chemistry, engineering, manufacturing, and construction. These problems, many completely without precedent, fell into four general areas, the first and foremost being the reactor. It posed many new, complex, and interrelated problems in design and in technology. They involved determining the most suitable